Episode 321. 2 months of news and other news.
That's a lot of news.
Lots of news. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian Brand New Theology. I'm Ben Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono, and it's so good to be back with all of you.
We are back.
Yeah. Man.
Congratulations.
How about that?
Oh, man. I mean,
this is going to be confusing for everyone.
I know. Well, let's just tell them what's really happening.
Okay. We're going to come behind the curtain with us.
We're going to release the Hobbit episode first because we really want to get that out there. But this is actually our first recording in months.
Right.
We're doing the news episode.
Well, not months. Really.
No. We're doing the news episode first just to get back in the swing of things before we do our excellent review of Hobbit.
Because if we do bad on this episode, not a lot of you are going to care. You guys, you all know all this news already. We're going to cover.
Yeah, 2 months of news.
Yeah,
yeah.
And other news.
But we can't. That's true. But we can't do bad on this final Hobbit review.
Yeah, we have to knock that out of the park.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to record next. But you already heard that, so hopefully you liked it. So this episode, I just checked. The last time we did a news episode was on November 17th, 2014.
That must have been when we reviewed Interstellar.
It was the same day episode, that we went. Yeah. So it's not exactly 2 months, but close
that's
enough.
Close, yeah.
And I don't want to try to figure out what the top news is from 2 months of news that I've been gathering.
No.
Also, another note. I want to bring back Take That Science, but not tonight.
Yeah.
Also, instead of talking at length about a lot of these news pieces, we're going to do for it or against it because...
We got a lot.
I've been...
Well, I've got nothing. You got a lot. Well, I got a couple.
I've been keeping track since we did our last news episode. So all I have is headlines, and I have 4 pages of headlines.
Yeah, so unless something's really talk-worthy.
Five pages of headlines. So I'm just going to start at the top. It's not going to be in exact chronological order.
That's okay.
And we'll just kind of go from there. So we're going to
Are they in any order, or are they just in there as they're in there?
Well, they're in order of when I copied and pasted the headlines into this file.
That's fair enough.
So, but I didn't necessarily do it every day, so maybe like... A week would go by, and then I just copy and paste a bunch of headlines.
That's
what you're going to be getting from this episode. So if you feel like you've been following news pretty closely for the last 2 months, but you've been wanting to hear what the Sci-Fi Christian thought...
Specifically, if you want to hear if we're for it or against it, you're not going to get a lot of analysis.
Here we go. Are you ready, Ben?
Yeah.
For it or against it, M. Night Shyamalan shot a film... M. Night Shyamalan shot a film in secret, and now it's actually getting released. It's called The Visit, and it's coming out September 11th, 2015.
He should choose a different date, considering his career. Yeah, against it. He needs to just take a few years off. And
I mean, I'd be for a good movie, but I'm against him. So there we go. Universal developing a new Wolfman movie that will follow 2016's The Mummy, adding to their monster cinematic universe.
Okay, you answered my question there at the end and solidified my stances against it.
Against it. There was some weird news when we were off the air or on hiatus that there was going to be a female Spider-Man spinoff and that it was going to star Aunt May in her origin story.
Yeah, there's some really weird news going on.
But
I don't know. Would Aunt May movie be so bad it's good?
Well, the news I have here is actually that it was just a rumor, not that it was actually happening.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, so there is no Aunt May amazing. Well, they were saying The Amazing Aunt May. That would be the movie title. So that's not happening. I'm for it not happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, would you have liked to see her origin story?
There is like an odd part of me that wants to see just how bad that movie would be, you know? So I think in general, I'm against it.
You know, there's been so much Spider-Man news since we've been off. And, oh man, we heard that maybe Sony was going to finally sell the rights to Marvel and that Andrew Garfield had his days were numbered as Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's all just rumors. I think they're going to stick with their Sony plan.
Right. Thoughts. Well, a lot of that, you know, some of it wasn't rumors because it came out in the hack thing.
Yeah, the hack emails.
But now I heard today or read this week that apparently they're going ahead with the developing Amazing Spider-Man 3. So that would seem to be the death of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you have wanted him in the MCU, or do you not care?
Well, I don't really care. I guess the thing for me is that I think I understand why big Spider-Man fans want him there, because Sony has been really incompetent. On the other hand, I think that if you want a great Spider-Man movie, the MCU isn't the place for him, because he's going to be Spider-Man via the MCU. In other words, he has to fit that brand, he has to fit that style. And so I don't necessarily think you're going to get the definitive Spider-Man movie that way either. So I guess if I was a huge Spider-Man fan, which I'm not, my hope would be that it sticks with Sony, but that they drastically change things in order to figure it out.
I wonder if it would be possible. I don't think I'm the one that came up with this, but I can't think of who did, so I'm just going to say this is my idea.
Okay, I like it.
But so Sony has the rights to the Peter Parker Spider-Man. What if Sony sold the rights to the Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales? So yeah, that way everybody wins. MCU gets a Spider-Man, and Sony gets to keep Peter Parker.
I think the problem would be that MCU is highly populist entertainment, and having a character that's going to that would be very confusing for a lot of casual fans.
Okay. Next piece of news. Amazon is putting together a television series from Philip K. Dick's book, The Man in the High Castle.
You know, I'm against it because I don't know how you do that. If they pull it off, that'd be great, but I and without discussing spoilers from the book, I can't explain why I'm against it.
I haven't read the book, so I can't be against it or for it, so I'll just...
If they went whole hog on this and really embrace the metaphysical craziness of the book, especially the ending of the book, this could be amazing, but the chances of anyone actually doing that and having the courage to do something that off the wall, it's not going to happen.
Oh, right. Next up.
Do you mind if I tell you the spoiler for it?
I do.
Okay. Because it's really exciting to talk about.
Jonathan Nolan is developing Isaac Asimov's Foundation as a high-concept HBO series.
How about that? I'm for it. That'd be
for
great.
It. Yeah. Totally for it. Warner Brothers.
Another unfilmable series, but in good hands.
Warner Brothers is working on this movie we talked about, The Suicide Squad, and there was speculation when we last talked about this 2 months ago, Ben, who's going to play Joker. Will there be a Harley Quinn? Well...
Yeah.
They've cast these roles. I think they've cast some others too that we'll probably get to as we continue to go through this. But Jared Leto is going to be playing Joker.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
I don't know anything about Jared Leto.
Okay. He was in a movie that won an award. Did he win an award?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay. And Margot Robbie from The Wolf of Wall Street will be playing Harley Quinn.
Yeah, which I actually watched The Wolf of Wall Street.
It's on Netflix now.
A very good movie.
Okay.
Not for the faint of heart.
I haven't seen it. I heard it's pretty graphic.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah.
Lots of drugs, lots of nudity. I heard it almost got an NC-17 rating.
Right.
Can you see how that would have happened?
Yes.
Yes. So
it doesn't pull any punches, but yeah, she'd be a good Harley Quinn. I just don't understand why you introduce iconic characters like that into why would you introduce the Joker not in a Batman movie?
Yeah, I know,
that just seems very strange.
I think as we go down into the news, we'll come across the full casting list for Suicide Squad, so wait for it, fans.
Isn't The Rock in it?
No, Will Smith. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
So we'll come back to that. What do we got here?
I guess he's a singer. He sings.
Who?
Jared Leto.
I mean, he acts also, right?
Well, yeah, he's an actor and a singer. He does it all.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. So you know the Lego movie came out last year, but there's toys that are similar to Lego called Playmobil.
Yeah, I remember Playmobil.
You're never gonna believe this.
They're making a Playmobil.
There's an
movie?
Animated Playmobil movie in development from ON Entertainment and Wild Bunch.
What? See, this seems like, and I haven't seen the Lego movie, but I know a lot of people liked it. So this seems like, oh, the Lego movie was surprisingly good. Now let's license every other toy. And the problem with that is that, let's just for the sake of argument say the Lego movie was good. Like I said, I haven't seen it. But if it was good, it wasn't good because it was based off of a toy. It was good because it had, it was cleverly written and well-directed and acted and everything. That's why a movie's good. And this is what Hollywood always does, is they misunderstand why something's good. It's like, oh, that was good. Now let's go, let's go make Lincoln Logs the movie or whatever.
That
yeah.
could actually happen.
It could actually happen.
That's the problem. All right. Next piece of news. So I'll say against it, obviously. Against it.
Yeah, against
and,
it.
Okay.
I guess he was in Fight Club.
This is just a little PSA, public service announcement. So Batman.
That'd be Jared Leto, not Playmobil.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Batman 1966 series came out late last year.
All right.
And I got the Blu-ray big combo set. And then, turns out, they must have rushed to complete this project too much, because some of the Blu-rays had things missing from the shows. I haven't got there yet. Well, I'm watching through it, but slowly. So, up to episode two,
you're
the
good.
Call is out. If you have these DVDs, you're supposed to go to Warner Brothers, fill out something on, for their customer service, and then they'll send you, and this has happened for me already, they'll send you a link to follow, to fill out some information to prove that you have the discs,
yeah,
or the Blu-rays, and then they'll send you out the corrected discs.
All right.
So they're on it. Warner Brothers is on it, but you have to take action. So yeah. they don't know everybody that owns the DVDs or Blu-rays. So you have to let them know that you own them.
That's fantastic.
All right. Next piece of news. Universal thinks that there will be at least 3 more Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, my goodness. That would take us to 10, right? Are they including 7? Unknown.
I think they're including 7. No, sorry. That would be after 7. So 8, 9, and 10.
Well, the real question is, are they going to continue to use CGI Paul Walker?
I really doubt it. I really doubt it.
Because that would be in bad taste.
That would be in bad taste. So I'm against this.
I'm against it, too.
Let's see.
So at least The Rock is going to be gainfully employed. You saw the trailer for his Earthquake movie.
Yes, finally. Wait, we'll get there.
Okay.
It's on the news. I'm not sure who this is that works at Universal. I know her name, but I don't know what her role is. Donna Langley says that the new Universal monster movies will be taken out of the horror genre.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. Isn't a monster movie by definition in the horror genre?
I feel like they want to treat it like superheroes. Like, oh, Wolfman got some powers.
That seems like a poor choice. I think I'm against that.
I'm against this also.
Yeah.
Sean Bean signs on to star in the
For whatever reason, my mind went to Mr. Bean when you said that. Bean. Very different.
Yeah, the guy from Game of Thrones.
Right.
He is going to star in the Frankenstein Chronicles miniseries.
What the heck is the Frankenstein Chronicles miniseries?
No. I'll say against it.
You know, I Frankenstein is now on Netflix if you want to waste your time.
I don't think I'm going to watch that one.
No, me neither.
There's an Interstellar prequel comic written by Christopher Nolan available online.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm not going to read it. I guess I'm more of a fan of that, you know, put it in the movie if it's that important.
Yeah. I'll say against it. I've known it was there for 2 months almost, and I haven't read it, so yeah, I must be against
not
it.
Not going to happen.
So you like the BBC show Luther. Big fan.
Oh, yeah. I love Luther.
Bad news. America is looking to remake that show into an horrible American version on the American television
show. They
should
just cast Idris Elba. He does a great American accent, as anybody who's watched The Wire knows. Just keep him in the role.
Yeah. So it's for Fox, the American station Fox.
Oh, man. It can't be a network TV.
Fox.
You'd lose a lot of the character by conforming it to network television. This needs to be like an AMC.
I'm going to say against it then.
Yeah, me too.
Next headline. The Stand director, based on, you know, this is the director for the movie that's based on Stephen King's classic, The Stand.
The novel, The Stand.
Says that his adaptation will be beyond one movie.
Four movies.
It's going to actually be 4 movies with a cast that will, quote, blow people's minds.
Yeah, just, I don't understand this. Why, like, if you feel like you need that much time to do the series justice, why not do it as a miniseries?
Yeah, that's what they, it was a miniseries once, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but it was a miniseries on ABC, you know, and miniseries back in the early 90s and miniseries today are very different things. You know, you do a miniseries for a channel like HBO, you can have cinema quality miniseries, but without the nonsense of having 4 different movies. You know, so that to me is ridiculous. It's the continuing absurdity of what we've seen with The Hobbit and The Hunger Games and Harry Potter and on it goes.
Yeah, 4 is the new 3.
Yeah.
NBC halts Constantine production after 13 episodes. The show might still return for a second season.
I haven't seen it, but I heard good things about it. So I guess I'm against that.
I haven't heard anything. I'm for it. I don't really like the character Constantine.
Oh.
I don't really like magic in comics, I don't think.
Oh, my.
Why?
He doesn't so much do.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like the horror. I don't like the horror genre in comics.
That's true.
So. All right, next. James Gunn calls the shared cinematic universe a flawed business model.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you've been waiting to talk about this. Is this not? I thought this would be one you'd want to pause on.
Well, I'm trying to remember, because then I remember he backed off of
that. Yeah, he had to backpedal a little bit.
Which I'm sure he had Kevin Feige calling him off and be like, Jimmy, you can't do that. And so,
Jimmy.
You know, but I think he's right. I think, to me, Guardians of the Galaxy is the exception that proves the rule of the cinematic universe thing. It was so successful because it wasn't burdened, for the most part, by having to conform to that model. Whenever it was made to conform, it sank.
I think what he was getting at is it's kind of a cart before the horse type of situation.
Yeah, definitely.
So they were banking too much on Avengers.
Yeah.
Well, you've talked about this on the show, where they didn't necessarily put as much work into the other movies
right.
so they could build up to this big movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I think it also, it's a business model that relies on hype, not on storytelling. I imagine we'll get to the announcement of, you know, how Fox announced there's going to be a Gambit movie. Well, I can tell you right now, I don't know if I'm for that or against it, because mm-hmm. all it is it's, you know, we're supposed to get excited for a movie based purely on hype, not on anything like storytelling or characters or acting or anything like that. And to me, that's fundamentally a flawed form of storytelling.
All right, next piece of news. Rumor, this is a rumor of the day, but I must have felt like it was good enough to share with all of you. So Disney has already figured out what its next Star Wars animated series is going to be.
Rebels 2 get Rebeler?
Let's see. I'm going to read this article.
I haven't seen a single moment of Rebels.
Here we go. The folks at /film/film.
Do you know slash film.
Slash film.
It's just called slash
film. Are reporting Disney has mapped out a total of 3 to 4 seasons for Rebels, which would then lead into another new animated series that will be set during the upcoming sequel timeline, meaning that you could have crossovers, shared characters, and connected storylines.
See, this exactly proves what I was, or demonstrates what I was talking about a second ago, is that they're not, whoever's running this series, and I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but they're fundamentally not being allowed to tell a story. They have to, it's there for the sake of hype, to get people excited about the next product and the next product and the next product. And when you're planning out 4 seasons in advance so that you can figure out how to hype stuff that's coming out 5 years from now, I think that, you know, you might be doing many things, and they might be good, bad, or otherwise, but what you're not doing is actually telling a story. You're running a marketing campaign
against it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm guessing you're saying.
Yeah, that sums it up.
Sums it up. Ridley Scott says he won't direct Blade Runner 2, but it starts shooting in 2015. And this may be a spoiler, but it's right there in the headlines. So I'm going to read it. Harrison Ford appears only in the third act.
All right. There shouldn't be a Blade Runner 2.
Against it.
Yeah, against it.
Rumor of the day. This is not of the day necessarily, just a rumor from that day.
From that day.
Matthew McConaughey might play the villain in the Stand movies.
Now, that would be amazing. That he would be perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be a really good Randall Flagg.
That would make me almost okay with sitting through 4 movies worth of the Stand. For as excessive as that still is.
Yeah. Independence Day sequel officially a go will open on the original film's 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, and I'm not going to see it, I guess I'm not going
to
believe it.
Shoot, man, it's all right. This one we'll have to disagree on for it, because I liked Independence Day. But we'll come back to it. I don't really have more to say now, but something is making me hold back from full enthusiasm.
Well, you think? Like, how that always works out so well when a incompetent director returns to the well 20 years later?
Here we go. Avengers Age of Ultron is doing reshoots in January. And Avengers Infinity War Parts 1 and 2, which are actually just Avengers 3 and 4, are going to shoot back to back.
Of course they are, because that always works so well.
Well, the reason they do that is for money.
Right.
So,
but, I mean,
it worked for Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Did it work for Hobbit?
Nope.
Did Hobbit reshoot or shoot back to back to back? Yeah.
Did it work for Back to the Future? Nope. Did it work for the Matrix
Back to
sequels?
The Future 2 and 3.
Yeah, yeah. Did it work for the Matrix sequels? Nope. Work for Pirates of the Caribbean? Nope.
You know, for 2 and 3 of Back to the Future, those movies are so different. They really didn't have to shoot back to back.
Yeah.
It seems like they just wanted to.
3 was bad.
Come on. Here it is. Official. Will Smith, Tom Hardy, Margot Robbie, all in Suicide Squad. Will Smith will be playing Deadshot.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I think that's right.
It seems very similar to the earlier news.
No, because we didn't actually... I told you it would be official in later news. Because before it was just speculation, but this is...
Oh, why didn't you just delete the speculation one?
I can't go back and read through all the news. Will Smith is Deadshot. Tom Hardy is a guy named Rick Flagg, and I do not know who that is. As a
wrestler?
As a comic reader, I don't know who Ric Flair is.
I'm thinking of Ric Flair.
Yeah, he's not playing the wrestler.
Not the same guy.
So, but Tom Hardy played Bane in one DC movie. Now he's coming back for more. All right.
I don't think he's playing Bane.
He's not. He's playing Ric Flag.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Margot Robbie, Harley Quinn. Right. Jay Courtney is going to be playing Boomerang. Cara Delevingne is playing the Enchantress. And Jared Leto is playing Joker.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good to me. I think I'm against it.
As a comic reader, let me tell you that people that are actually big names. Deadshot, Harley Quinn, Joker.
Yeah, I know those.
So the other three, Ric Flag, I've never heard of. Boomerang, I've heard of, but he's not big.
That's the power of boomerangs.
He throws boomerangs. That's his deadly weapon. And Enchantress, a magical character, I would have never guessed of all the villainesses for her to be in this role.
Right.
There's so many other better choices. Look, if you're going to dig into the Batman well anyways, get somebody good like Poison Ivy or, your turn, Catwoman.
Catwoman.
Any others out there?
Other women. Talia
women.
Al Ghul.
Yeah, Talia Al Ghul. Yeah. Okay. So
other woman characters.
I think you get my point.
Yeah.
Against it.
I'm against it too.
I'm kind of against this movie.
Yeah, seems pointless.
But Will Smith.
Or at least presumptive.
You know, I am kind of excited that Will Smith is in the movie. I'm not excited Tom Hardy's there. It'll be interesting to see a new take on Joker, and I'm definitely happy that Harley Quinn is finally in film somewhere. Why am I against Suicide Squad? I can't put my finger on it, but for some reason, I don't like this.
I think it's just more of what we've been talking about. We're expected to be excited about something, even though they've done nothing to even sell the universe for us.
I always say this, though. When it comes to superhero movies, I could be against it and still see it. I'll likely see this, but I may wait for this one. Maybe I'll rent this one. We'll see.
Yeah, I think we should.
All right.
Speaking of rentals, you know what came out today?
No.
Left Behind.
Oh, yeah. That review is coming 2015. Yeah. Do you really want to watch
it? I heard it. It has an endorsement from the Duck Dynasty guy on the back.
Excellent.
Cover. So you know it's good.
That's excellent news. Do you want to rent it, watch it together someday, and then review it?
I think so. If we can find it for very cheap.
$1. Redbox.
Okay.
Right? All right. Ryan Reynolds has closed the deal to play Deadpool in his own movie called Deadpool.
Yeah, I don't know why Ryan Reynolds keeps getting work. He's a terrible actor.
He really wanted this role. He's been after this for years.
Yeah.
Kristen Ritter.
Oh, didn't he play Deadpool?
He did. He played Deadpool. Yeah, but they're scrapping that. They're pretending like that never happened and starting over. I am against it for two reasons. Number one, Ryan Reynolds was really bad as Green Lantern.
Very bad.
Number two, but maybe that wasn't his fault. That might have been a scripting issue.
Well, the acting was his fault.
Number two, even though my friend Daniel Butcher is a big Deadpool fan, I'm just not there. I don't love Deadpool.
Yeah.
So, all right, next piece of news. Kristen Ritter from Breaking Bad.
Right.
What was her name? Jane?
Yeah.
She is going to be the star of Marvel's Netflix series, a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Wait, that's what it's called, is a.k.a. Jessica Jones?
Well, the character is Jessica Jones. I think the title is a.k.a. Jessica Jones. Also,
but to use, don't you have to have another name before that? Like Matt Anderson, a.k.a. Jessica Jones.
Maybe that's part of the intrigue of the TV show.
I don't find bad grammar intriguing, but that's just me.
And then there's a guy named Mike Coulter, who looks like he's going to be playing Luke Cage. Do you know Mike Coulter?
Nope.
Let me see. Has he been in anything we know? Nope.
Okay. So, well, I'm sure he's excited about getting the role then.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably a big one for him.
It's huge for him. So everybody that wanted Terry Crews to play Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. Bond 24 has officially been titled Spectre.
Right.
The teaser poster has revealed that Christopher Waltz is in it. Do we already know that?
I think so.
Dave Bautista from Guardians of the Galaxy is in it.
Yeah.
Dang, that guy.
Isn't he a wrestler?
He's a wrestler. Theme of the evening. All right, Warner Brothers wants Christopher Nolan to take on their next ambitious sci-fi project. Do you know what it is?
No.
Ready Player One, the adaptation of that book.
He should not do that. It's a bad fit. I like the book. I don't think it's a great book, but I think it's a good book. Very, very entertaining, but that's a very bad fit in terms of tone.
Okay.
It would be bad for Nolan, and it would be bad for that movie.
I'll say against it then. I'll trust you. More casting news. Benedict Cumberbatch officially became Doctor Strange while we were on hiatus.
You know who should direct Ready Player One? And I'm dead serious, but this would be perfect. Edgar Wright would be perfect in that. It's think of that tone. So when you hear me say it's a bad fit, imagine Christopher Nolan being brought in to direct something like Scott Pilgrim.
Okay.
Bad fit.
Okay, you gotcha.
Know? Yeah, so think that type of deal. So yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, a lot of casting news went down while we were in hiatus. Doctor Strange officially cast. Benedict Cumberbatch has always been a contender. We've mentioned on the show before. The final tally from Ben, for or against it?
Well, my standard policy with this is that I'm against it because I want to see great actors doing non-franchise things.
Okay, I'll say for it because I love this guy and... I wasn't pumped for Doctor Strange, but his presence makes me more pumped.
All right.
Seth Rogen's adaptation of Preacher has been picked up. A comic I've never read. Star Wars alum Mark Hamill joins the cast of The Flash. Well, no. He has he'll be appearing in one episode.
Here's the cast for that episode.
Yeah. As, wait for it, the Trickster.
Well, that'd be more impressive if I knew who the Trickster was.
Well, the Trickster,
a villain.
The Trickster is a villain, and yeah. It's a character he played. Mark Hamill played the Trickster in the 1990s Flash.
Yeah.
So the shows aren't connected, but he is reprising the same role.
Mark Hamill's had kind of a rough career since the Star Wars days.
It's funny because it's like he kind of made it okay with the Joker role.
Oh, he did great with that, series. Yeah.
But now that he's
nobody knew it was him.
Now he's in the public eye again. And they're like, want to play Trickster?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, like, so Mark Hamill was great as the Joker, but it was like a trivia question. You know, who plays the Joker in Batman the Animated? Nobody knows. Yeah. Nobody knows Mark Hamill. He was in the cutscenes for Wing Commander 4, The Price of Freedom.
I did not know that either.
Yeah.
Wow, he has a pretty good animated voice career.
Well, no, that was live action.
Oh.
But it was a video game.
I see.
Had like 6 CD-ROMs back in the day.
John Horner, the composer.
Yeah.
Who's done such greats as Titanic and Amazing Spider-Man 1.
All of his soundtracks sound the same.
I think I've told the story in the show before, but in Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield, the music starts and you've seen it. So the scene where he's swinging from crane to crane, this music comes on and I'm like, this sounds exactly like Titanic. And I didn't know at the time it was James Horner.
Which sounds exactly like Braveheart.
So people asked him, why weren't you the composer on Amazing Spider-Man 2? And here's his quote. Let's see. Horner was asked why he chose to work with Mark Hamill. Never mind. I'm just skip to the punchline. He didn't think the movie was very good.
I respect that.
He didn't like where things were going with the plot.
I respect that quite a bit. Especially for someone like a composer where, I mean, how many bad movies has Hans Zimmer done? Mm. A lot.
Can I spoil the movie here?
Oh, yeah. Which one?
No, never mind. I won't.
Oh, go ahead. Electro dies.
James Horner was saying he was very inexperienced. I think he's talking about Mark Webb. And he and I had a very good relationship. And the producers had their own opinion. And they didn't want his input. And then Sony had their own. They just wanted action.
Yeah.
To me, the whole thing about doing the movie was I liked the director. And there was a chance to write something for the two lead characters. I'm going to skip his spoiler here. But the next movie ended up being so terrible, I didn't want to do it. It was just dreadful.
Sounds like my kind of guy.
Robert Orci, next piece of news, is no longer directing Star Trek 3.
Good for him.
For it. Oh. Wait, that wasn't his choice, was it?
Oh, no.
I mean, I think they're trying to play it cool, but yeah. I got the feeling that he wanted to.
It was probably really bad. I mean, this was probably really bad.
but I mean, that's just... He must be part of the screenwriting process also,
no,
right?
They're scrapping a script.
Oh, so...
You might have that lower down.
Yeah, wait. So tell me what you know.
I know that they're scrapping a script, and I believe, and I'm not 100% sure if this was a rumor or not, but Justin Lin of the Fast and Furious is being brought in as the replacement.
Oh, really?
Because when you think Star Trek, you think Fast and Furious.
Interesting.
Or maybe not.
All right.
So James Horner was not above doing the music for the remake of The Karate Kid, but he was... Okay, that's how low we're talking here.
And you haven't seen Amazing Spider-Man 2 yet.
No.
Are you planning to watch it?
No.
You wouldn't even borrow my DVD just to see how bad it is?
No, I don't want to see it.
All right, well, you know...
He did something called We're Back, a dinosaur story.
That sounds familiar.
I just think it's important to, with a story like that, set what his threshold for dreadful is. He did The Rocketeer.
Oh, that can't be right.
That's right.
I thought Alex Silverstein did that one. Oh, that's
no. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, all those memorable tunes.
Oh, I like that movie. That was a winner when I was in. Now, this might sound outrageous, but I believe that this is a Matt Anderson fact you're about to hear.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure. Then let me tell the whole story before you react.
Okay, okay.
Oh, you can react. I don't think there's any movie I've seen in the theaters more times than
goodness.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And it's not because I necessarily loved it. I just remember I went initially, and then I went to, and this is when I was pretty young. There was like a birthday party where the kid wanted to go see that movie. So I went again, and there were all these different things that came up where it's like, oh, the group I'm with is going again.
Well, and back then, movies were in theaters a lot longer, too.
Yeah. So I don't know the final count, but I just remember even as a kid thinking, how many times am I going to see this in the theater? This is crazy. So I believe that, and I don't know the number, but the record for most times seen in a theater, because most movies, how many times do you see them? Once in a theater.
Yeah.
You don't go back too many times. So this one has at least four that I can think of.
Yeah.
Possibly more. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the winner for most times in the theater.
See, I was more of a fan growing up of the sequel, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the third one.
No.
No, because there's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
That's the third one.
Oh, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
And that's where the franchise lost me.
I'm just trying to think.
I'm surprised that movie hasn't been remade yet.
Bring it up. Why did you say that? All right. Next piece of news. TNT. Great network on cable? Well,
no.
They are putting together a live-action series for the Teen Titans.
Oh, my.
And the leader of this group will be none other than Nightwing.
Okay.
For it or against it?
I'm against it. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, so it just doesn't bother me. I don't even get TNT.
Do you wish you had TNT a little bit?
Not usually. I suppose there might be a time or two.
All right, here we go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Is going to be in a brand new movie that both Ben and I saw the trailer for. It's called San Andreas. And in this movie, he has to save people during a mega quake.
Right.
That's right, people. Not just a regular earthquake, but a mega quake.
They can feel it on the East Coast.
Yeah, it hits California, but it's so big the East Coast can feel it.
Yes.
Because that's how science works.
And in the trailer, if you watch the trailer, you can see him in a crowded street. Everybody get down! You know, that's I imagine, is a pretty good representation of what the entire movie will consist of.
Well, okay. I'm all for a disaster film. You know, what do you got? The Day After Tomorrow. Kind of like that one.
Never saw it.
Can't think of any others of this
Deep
time.
Impact.
Independence Day.
It's not a disaster film. That's an alien invasion film.
But you get the idea. You know, bad things happen.
Volcano.
But here's what I want to say. The trailer for this was just nonstop buildings being destroyed, the road breaking. It was almost continually just things being crushed or blown up or destroyed. It was almost too much for me, even in the trailer. So I can't imagine what 2 hours or less of an earthquake movie would be starring The Rock.
But you might wind up seeing it.
I mean, if I'm lucky. Maybe this will be the new record holder for most times I've seen a movie.
Kobe will just invite you again and again and again.
So, okay. Well, that's that. Now, Continuum. We'll talk about this in the future. Ben and I weren't really fans of this show.
No.
But it was picked up for a shortened final season. So that must mean more people don't like it than just us. Because they decided to shorten it a little bit.
Yeah.
Or maybe they were like... Maybe the people that worked on it were like, I don't really want to tell any more story.
Yeah, it's not that good.
So, okay, well, all right.
We got to be getting close to the end of your five pages. Nope.
No, we're there. We're in the half point on page four.
All right.
Should we run through this a little bit faster?
Yeah.
Al Pacino confirms he met with Kevin Feige about being in a Marvel movie.
Oh, against it.
Against it. Sci-Fi and David Goyer are developing a Superman prequel series called Krypton. Krypton.
Why? Against
Krypton.
Wasn't there already a Superman prequel series?
Well, it was Smallville, but it wasn't before he was
born.
This
is like the prequel to the prequel series.
This is a prequel to him being born.
All right.
Before Kal-El, there was Krypton.
Just the peaceful Krypton.
Against it.
Against it.
Things are starting to move quickly for Star Trek 3, just one day after Justin Lin was officially announced
as
the film's director. The Paramount Pictures has set the date of July 8th, 2016 as the movie's release. That's next year.
That's not good.
Oh, bad.
Sorry, Star Trek. I don't like Star Trek, but I genuinely feel sorry for Star Trek fans. You deserve better than this.
Well, because that means that they're going to write a movie.
Yeah.
Film a movie.
Yeah.
Post edit with all the special effects.
Yep.
And have it out in about 1.5 years.
Yep. That's quick.
It's totally doable. Deadwood and Lost alum cast as the Walking Dead spinoff female lead.
Who is in Deadwood and Lost?
Kim Dickens. Here's a picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a picture right here. She was Sawyer's girlfriend in some of the flashbacks in Lost. And she was, I never saw Deadwood, but she was also there.
Oh, see, I've seen Deadwood.
So look up Kim Dickens, because she's now the Rick of the Walking Dead spinoff.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
I don't remember her from Lost, but I'm not as into
savvy.
Lost as some people are. I'm against it. I mean,
you don't want the Walking Dead spinoff series? All right.
Give Chris Hardwick something to do.
Let's see if I can find the quote here. I've got if you had What the Frodo with you today, I would have you play the music, but you don't have it handy. Peter Jackson has said he now hates Hollywood franchises.
Yeah.
Here's the quote.
Maybe we should save this for the Hobbit episodes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Because this deserves further discussion.
Okay. Buffy alum Michelle Trachtenberg joins Sleepy Hollow.
Well,
for the 2015 premiere.
So. That show's still on the air?
Hey, I watched one episode of it, and it wasn't bad.
Actually, I knew it was on the air because I've been watching commercials because football's been on. And I have to say, the commercials have made me so happy that I have not spent a single minute watching that show.
Oh, really? It got worse?
Well, I'm just basing it off of the commercials. But man, they look dreadful.
All right, people, we just hit page 5. Here we go. Philip Pullman finally returns to his Dark Materials world with a new story.
Of course he does. This is the thing you do when you have attempted to write other things and they have proven not popular. See J.K. Rowling and her Twitter feed.
Former cast member of the TV show Tomorrow People, Peyton List, has got a second chance. That show was canceled. But
is Peyton List, I guess you said she. I was going to ask if it was male or
it's
female.
It's a girl. And so her show Tomorrow People was canceled, but she got cast as a villain, the sister of Captain Cold in The Flash. But this character, the sister, is also a villain named the Golden Glider.
You know, I'm not very impressed with the names of the Flash villains.
I mean, the names aren't great. Captain Cold is actually a pretty good character. His sister, Glider.
The Golden Glider.
Yeah, I don't feel strongly about her. Let's see. Okay, we're winding down here. Chris Pine, who starred in Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, says he has deep regrets about not getting the film right, and news has come out that there will not be a sequel to this franchise. I mean, there'll likely be another Jack Ryan movie in the future.
Probably.
But Chris Pine has run his course as Jack Ryan.
Well, I guess that's good, because it looked like it was terrible.
You know, the movie just got on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm interested in seeing it.
Wait, you're going to watch it?
I like Jack Ryan movies. I've seen every one.
Read the books. Like, there's a whole world of Jack Ryan stuff out there that's actually good.
What do you mean? There's books on this character?
You're joking. Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. DreamWorks has cast their lead for Ghost in the Shell. Scarlett Johansson will be playing this character.
The Ghost in the Shell.
What is Ghost in the Shell?
It's an anime.
Anime, that's right. We talked about this.
That's why we don't know anything about it.
Yeah, so there's that.
And now everybody, the usual casting here, why don't Ben and Matt like anime? Because we don't.
We're doing an anime episode, 2015.
About how much we don't like anime.
Yeah, about how we don't like it. So you mentioned this before. Gambit has got a confirmed movie release date of October 7th, 2016. Another case of no script. They just cast the role. They haven't filmed it. They haven't edited it. No director. Who knows? So that's coming out in 2016. And Fantastic Four 2.
But it's got Tate's in it, so.
That's true.
You gotta like that.
Channing Tatum will be the star of Gambit. And Fantastic Four 2, the reboot of the movie that Ben is claiming will be the best superhero movie of 2015.
Well, probably the best movie of all time.
Probably. That sequel is coming out June 2nd, 2017.
Yeah,
so.
That's always a good sign. Because that worked out so well for Spider-Man.
And Assassin's Creed. starring Michael Fassbender, will come out December 21st, 2016.
Yeah, not interested. Did you know Michael Fassbender is starring? There's an adaptation of Macbeth coming out this year starring him. That should be pretty good.
No, I had not heard that.
Yeah. You didn't have anything on there about Edgar Rice Burroughs. What is it called? John Carter.
What about it?
It's being remade.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But not by Disney. It's like the estate that holds the rights is remaking it.
Nice. Nice. I only have one piece left. You ready?
Yeah.
Rats.
Last news of the day. It's okay. We're working out the kinks.
Chris Carter's new show, The Afters.
Dead.
Yeah, Amazon canceled it already. And they had earlier picked it up for a full 13-episode season. Do you know the deal on this?
No, but I guess his plan for it to run for 99 episodes is not going to happen.
Oh my gosh, there's a disgusting screenshot from this show.
Dead like, body.
But like twisted up in a weird way. Did you see that?
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Look at it too much.
So I've never watched the trailer, the pilot, although I do think it's out there to view. Oh, sorry.
I don't think so.
Sorry, Chris Carter. Sorry about that.
I don't know if I'm... I guess I'm sorry he's sad.
Yeah. I feel bad for that guy. Nice guy. Well,
we don't know that.
Yeah, I guess we've never met him, but...
They're releasing a couple Game of Thrones episodes on IMAX at the end of the month.
You know, speaking of
that might be good.
Chris Carter, just so all of you guys know, Excavating the X-Files is making the return in February.
Oh.
I have it on the schedule.
Okay.
So
can I take a look at that schedule?
I'll send you the episodes that we have to watch by the end of February.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, that's all from here. Next episode will
be... we'll get to the point where we're just reading Wikipedia summaries of the episode?
Possibly.
Instead of watching it.
Next episode is going to be an awesome episode starring Ben DeBono. I'll be here too, but he's going to do a full retrospective on Middle Earth in film. Can't wait.
That's
right. All right. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson, signing off.
Yeah, goodbye. All right, you're going to hit it. Now we got the crossover nexus going.
Yeah.
We're part of it.
So Ben did ask me, a fair question before we start recording. What's going on with the crossover nexus? Is it still a thing? I think it is still a thing, Ben. We haven't recorded an episode of the crossover nexus since last June, I just found out.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it had been so long. You pointed it out to me.
7 months.
But I want you all to know out there that... this podcast is a proud member of the Crossover Nexus, a group of podcasts and blogs exploring faith and pop culture. Find more podcasts that engage your spirit and imagination at www.crossovernexus.com. And just to close about this, I mean, we haven't recorded those group episodes for 7 months, but you can still find a list of all the podcasts that are sort of a part of this network there. So the website still is worth checking out, and we'll be doing...
for the RSS feed, yeah.
Yep, and we'll be doing more group episodes coming
this year. You know what I was just thinking, though?
I mean, Ben Avery and I talked about it. Well, we're going to... I bet. My prediction is February. February or March will be the return of the group episodes of the Crossover Nexus.
Will you get out more than two this year?
Yes. Okay. I guarantee at least...
I won't guarantee it.
More than two.
You know what I was just thinking about, though, is that you guys have done two group episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long they were. But I bet that the total runtime of our promos for the Crossover Nexus is now greater than the total runtime of Crossover Nexus episodes.
I mean, that'd be interesting to find out. I'm not going to do the math.
No, but if somebody would like to, let us know.
And if you're interested in finding more from The Sci-Fi Christian, check us out at thescifichristian.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
Yeah.
You can email us at
feedback@scifichristian.com.
Or you could call us at
612-4121-SFC.
And we've got lots more great episodes coming up for this season. Season 5 of Sci-Fi Christian.
That's right.
So just stick with us, and we'll bring you more of the best.
Yeah, the very best. Fade it out.
So long, folks.